Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, a new week, and welcome to WFHR's morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Your host, James J., here at 7:04 on the clock with you. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Beth Habhacker.
Good morning.
We have got some fun things lined up for you this morning. Of course, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar in a little bit. We have got some other good ones that we want to line into. Happy first day of spring, everybody. We're going to tell you how to get some ice cream.
Ooh.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Nothing says spring like ice cream.
I wish that it would tell the weather that.
How old were you when you finally learned how to adult? Or felt like an adult, maybe. Maybe felt like an adult and learned to adult.
Learning how to adult.
Yeah,
all the
yet?
Above. All the above. Some of us may not be there yet. Some of us may not. Got a life hack we want to get into a little bit later as well. And we've got some other a fun one that I actually been hanging on to for you two. And that's in part because a little bit later we will have the kitchens open.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. That's how we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour, as we do every Monday. Looking forward to it. 8 o'clock hour, we'll have, of course, Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club in there. Looking forward to that as well. That Ain't Right Stories, Good Stories of the Day. We'll wrap up our show. Melissa, how was your weekend?
It was good. Goodness, what did I do? I recovered from last week.
Permission to treat the witness as hostile. What did you do this week?
Overruled. I actually ended up working on Saturday for a bit of it because I still had to finish up some stuff. It was a busy week last week with going to Madison and traveling to Rapids two different days. So I just kind of tried to recover this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Lots of naps. That's I read an entire book.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice. Oh, I didn't expect that.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Jennifer Cruzy, Faking It.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, just a fun, lighthearted, easy read.
Apparently, James has read that one, too.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Or he just likes the title. I don't know.
I like the way, nice, easy read, Faking It, nice, easy read. That was good. It was very well done.
It's all blank pages.
I was really, yes. The only thing better is picture books.
There you go.
The
other thing
I was really hoping that's how your weekend would go, Mel. I know you had a long week. Do appreciate everything you put in and looking forward to hearing how the conference or the training went and everything. Mm-hmm. And talking more about that with you.
Yeah.
Beth, how was yours?
It was busy.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's the season. But it's also that my boys are at the age where they get to have those wonderful milestones of going to other people's birthday parties.
Oh,
so we had three birthday parties in the course of 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
So it was a lot of running around, but it was a good weekend. It was a lot of family time. So
do it now, because I know it was a thing for a while there. Is it still a thing? Like almost every birthday party has to have a theme now.
Yep.
Like, man, my dad would have enjoyed that, and then like by the time I'm 12 or so, been so done with it.
Yeah.
Be like, here's a rock, Jimmy. You guys are the Flintstones today. Like, what? The theme is Flintstones. I don't know. Here's some rocks.
Yeah.
It would not last very long. It does seem like it'd be kind of fun, and at the same time, after a while, you would kind
in
of like
in some
maybe,
ways, it makes it easier because you know what you're decorating. It's not the general. You've got a theme. You got, you know what you're going to do. And the one was so creative because it was a Star Wars theme. So they renamed all of what they ate and drank.
Oh,
so instead
of
having Gatorade, they had Vaderade.
Ah, nice. Nicely
Luke
done.
Sky water.
Aww.
Boy, that's a great one. Yeah. That's a great one, actually. Oh, that's really good. I like that one.
Very inventive.
Yeah, the boys had a wonderful time at all three of the parties. So it was good. And of course, now the thing is to give goodie bags to the guests. So you bring a gift for the birthday person, and they give you gifts back.
Nice.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's I don't know. I've been to a kid's birthday party since my nephew and everything. So yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I mean, I guess a kid's birthday party feels like is about a kid's, right?
Yeah.
You know, and the kid having the birthday. Mm-hmm. And part of the idea, from what I've heard from some parents and stuff, is the concern worrying about the kids coming to the party not getting something. So that's part of why they get something going home or whatever. And it just seems like, I mean, come on. It's okay to not get a gift at a party. Like, well, it's about the other kid. It actually seems like a really good opportunity to teach kids about empathy and learning about, hey, it's not always about you.
It's about learning about giving. You're giving a gift. Yes. It's not about getting something from it. And it's the challenge I have is not everybody can afford to get, swag bags or whatever to send home with the kids.
Like my ex-wife and I couldn't have afforded this. We couldn't have been able to do this.
So, it's kind of an equity thing in my mind, but... You know, if that's what the parents choose to do, that's what they choose to do.
Teach their own, I just hope the kids are still, that it's about the kids.
Right.
Can I ask a quick question, though, real quick, that is a little off topic, but not completely?
Okay.
Because Beth is telling about this, and I wanted this, my immediate reaction was what you guys got. But at first, I was not going to say it. And the reason I wasn't going to say it is because I felt like I'd sound old. And I'm discovering, like, I don't want to be old man yelling at cloud. So I'm almost, there was something one of my students did the other day, and I just let it roll. I was like, I'm not going to say anything because I know I'm going to sound like old man. I'm 46. Yeah. I shouldn't sound like I'm 96. I should.
Don't want to bring your attention, but 40s are now considered middle age.
I know that.
how close I'm getting to being able to order off of the 55. Menu just kind of freaked me out. Yeah. But it's usually just little things. The one part of the Star Wars theme party, they got very creative. So one of the things I got to bring home were these dollar store water cannon things. So they're just like a long tube that during the party were their lightsabers because they were Jedi trainees. So
that's cool.
That is pretty cool.
I like that
one. So Padawans, is that what they're called? Yeah, Padawans. So it was a Jedi training party. They were all Padawans. They got to learn how to do that. She went all out, and it was great. And I give her kudos because that's something I would never be able to pull off.
I give a lot of credit to that mom. That's a nice move.
Very creative.
I'm a little out of sorts. I spilled half my coffee this morning.
This is
like the third or fourth Monday in a row that it's like something like this has happened. Last Monday was the kidney stone. This one. Mondays do not like me. I have no issue with Mondays. I've never said anything bad about Mondays. No. It's like Tuesdays I actually have a problem. But like, I don't know what's going on with Monday today, but or the last couple of Mondays. But I'm just going to ask, like, let's call a truce here. Let's just call it even. I'm not going to send Garfield after you and you stop spilling my coffee over my chair.
We all just get along.
Yes.
Please. I got an interesting one here. I don't really have a segue for this one. I just want to dive into it.
Okay.
I'm curious where we land on this. And this is our opening topic, our opening story for the day here. We go to their good news network at UPI.com. A quarter million dollars richer, a Colorado woman is trying to avoid the limelight after the big lotto payout. But that might be hard given her circumstances. Joni, she's asked officials at 1000X, the cash bonus draw in Colorado, not to use her last name, is a regular player, but her biggest payout to date was about $500. Not too bad, but none too crazy. You're not going to be able to retire off of that. That all changed Wednesday when she won $250,000.
Wow.
Nice.
Joni found out she was the winner in a slightly unusual way by certified mail. Lotto officials said that said from their Facebook account she was still suspicious that the whole thing was a scam, so she was pleasantly surprised to walk into the Fort Collins and Claim Center to find out she was really the big winner.
Wow.
Wary of the publicity, she asked that lotto officials not show her face in the photo op from the big payout. She acknowledged, however, that it will be difficult to remain anonymous given her hometown of Cowderly, just south of Wyoming border, has a population of 27 people.
Oh.
Yeah, going to be hard to keep that one under wraps. Mm-hmm.
So, quote, so even though she hid her face for photos, she said everyone will know, lottery officials say. The winner of the largest prize so far this year also tried to stay out of the limelight. Edwin Castro won $2.4 billion Powerball jackpot this year from a ticket purchased at a Los Angeles gas station. Castro asked not to appear publicly and wished to remain private, but issued a statement through the California Lottery stating the real winner is the state's public school system, as it will receive $156.3 million,
ooh,
the most earned from a single jackpot from his win.
Good for him.
Nice.
As for Joni, she raises alpacas, and officials said she'll likely buy more. She also hopes to establish a trust fund supported by the winnings.
Oh, very nice.
Awesome.
The interesting debate to me about this, would you want people to know you won or not?
Nope.
Very, very interesting story about, you know, not really having much of an option on that.
Oh, yeah.
Being in a small town, that is kind of interesting.
Her town will know who she is, but the rest of the state won't.
Probably not. And especially if she can keep it under wraps and everything.
Yeah.
And if there is and very, very few silver linings to the 24-hour news cycle we all live and breathe in nowadays, there's going to be another lotto winner about 2 days later from now, and it's going to have a story attached to it that'll pull from this story.
Yeah.
So, people move on pretty quickly from these things. If you can keep low-key long enough, you might be able to get the whole people to just forget about it.
Yeah.
I feel like, for me, though, I wouldn't really, I don't know. It wouldn't really bother me. Not letting, if people know, people know. You know, they're gonna find out one way or another. When maybe this is me and my background, where I come from and all that. But where back in the projects, people knew about things before they even happened to you. Like, do you know you got robbed? Like, what are you talking about? Like, oh yeah, this tonight. Like, yeah, there's something about just kind of either getting ahead of something or just kind of owning something to me that would be part of it. And I have to say too, I don't know because I've never really won more than like a $5 scratch off.
Yeah.
If I won something like this, I'd probably be running around telling strangers. Like, I wouldn't care. Go ahead and ask me for money. I'm not giving it to you. Like, I don't have no problem turning people down for money.
Right.
Like, I have no issue with that. So I'm not worried about people coming out of the woodworks to ask me for things and everything. Mm-hmm. I'll just call them out on it. Like, hey, haven't heard from you in forever. You're not getting anything. I wouldn't worry about that part of it. I could see, some concern there, but the idea of why do people stay anonymous? Well, I would imagine it's because they don't want people asking them for money. They don't want, that kind of thing. Well, learn to say no and own this because it seems kind of cool to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody gets to do this. Seems pretty cool. The only person that I wouldn't want to know is maybe the tax man, but that leads to more of an Al Capone situation.
Yeah, not so good.
Don't feel like that ends well.
No,
feel like
all.
You're going to end up paying for that one way or another. I don't know. I don't see what the problem is. Where if you win, would you care if you're this lady in this situation, small town? Everybody's going to find out one way or another anyway. Melissa, where would you fall on that?
Well, I can see both sides of it because she wouldn't want to be known for that reason. You know, like you're instantly famous then in your tiny little town.
Well, I didn't think of it that way.
And that could be a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
The instantly famous thing and being known for something like that, I didn't think of it that way.
Huh. Yeah. So I could see what not wanting to be.
Yeah. Right? Mm.
I would probably try not to be known, but wouldn't be offended if people found out, especially because I love what she's doing. She and the other winner are doing with their money. They're being smart about it. They're investing it. They're giving it away. And I would probably end up doing the same thing, pay off debts and then find, charities or organizations or ministries that I enjoy and try to support them.
Yeah, big shout out to Mr. Castro, that $156.3 million that the California school system, public school system is getting. That's not bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang cool. And we'll get into this other good story a little bit later when we have some time, but we're definitely touching on that one and plenty more because we've got many more good stories for you lined up and plenty more to talk about on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Oh. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. was trying to make sure our bumpers were working here. They were showing up as nothing, but now there they go. They got they're working. Okay, good to know. Good to know. I am not going to be able to do this show without 80s and 90s bumpers. I mean, what do we expect? Our audience deserves
exactly.
this. They've earned this. We've got to be able to give that to them. It's time for Melissa, Beth, and James, all of us, to dive in. Why did I say my own name? I hate when people do that. Time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar. For this March 20th, 2023, I do not would have, what happened to March?
I know.
It's gone. It's already gone.
How is that possible?
I don't know how that happened. It is National Snowman Burning Day.
Okay.
So weird.
So weird. So weird.
We're burning snowmen now?
Yeah.
Are we just that frustrated with winter?
Down with the cold. Who do they think they are fighting against here? Who would, like, other snowmen are going to be, you know, shaking
for
this?
It's not the snowman's fault.
It's to leave the snowman out of this. And that's also. For those curious, snowman burning is exactly as it sounds and involves burning snowmen. The tradition began back in March of 1971 when National Snowman Burning Day was first celebrated at Lake Superior State University by the Unicorn Hunters, a campus club that focused on removing unnecessary words from the English language.
Okay.
Although the club doesn't exist anymore, the idea was inspired when some of the members of the club visited the Rose Sunday Festival in Germany, where they saw the mayor passes through the town with a straw snowman. According to reports, if the children have been well-behaved, studied hard, and obeyed their parents, the mayor orders the straw snowman to be burned. Finding inspiration from this event alongside experiencing the ends of a cold, harsh winter in Michigan, the club began the tradition of burning snowmen based off of the rumor that the rising smoke rising from the fire would ward off blizzards and usher in spring-like weather.
I guess anything it takes.
anything it takes. The cold will make you believe in things. completely a hot summer day out and stuff you're thinking about.
Sure.
But the cold, like just to get out of that cold, you'll start praying, you'll start thinking of things. Like, yeah. After capitalizing off the event, it became the university's long-lasting tradition over the decades to welcome the coming of spring. The snowmen they use today are made out of wood, paper, destined from recycling bin, along with the same straw, wire, and at some point standing about 12 feet tall.
Wow.
Yikes.
That's a pretty big snowman.
Imagine they'll have the fire department down there with them for that.
Yeah.
But that seems like kind of a fun holiday. I don't know. I never heard much about this. I don't remember this one.
I love that the picture that was a snowman candle.
Yes, that's a good one. Also seems a little cruel to make a snowman candle. That seems... National Proposal Day.
Aww.
March 20th is Proposal Day. Sweaty palms, shallow breath, heart racing, ring box in hand, or ring box in the pocket. Will she or won't or he or say yes? Proposals can be scary no matter what day that they happen. Many people choose Valentine's Day as a day to get engaged because it is often known as at a time when all lovers celebrate their years together. To many people, it seems like a natural time to celebrate choosing to make their life together official. With that in mind, National Proposal Day is here to save certain people from the immense pressure of Valentine's Day by giving them a second chance of getting down on one knee.
Really? You need a national day to do that?
Well, doesn't that? I mean, it's no different than Valentine's Day. Like, if they tell you, hey, today's national... Actually, I would think there's more pressure on today than there is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if you're on one of those, like, you've been dating for like 10 years and it's, you know, it's just a matter of time, but you just haven't gotten around to doing it yet. And so you've already got the pressure, but then like this day pops up, it's like, oh, geez, like I still haven't done it. I still haven't proposed. I don't know. There seems like it seems like there's a lot more people nowadays who just decide, hey, do you want to do this? No, me neither. Okay, we're not doing it. Then the idea of like getting proposed for like 7 years being engaged for that long. I keep messing up my words. being engaged for like 7 years or something like that. Or dating for 10 years and not being engaged. A lot of that thing just kind of went by the wayside now and people are just kind of like, you know, with talking those things out beforehand and kind of deciding where they stand.
Well, your relationship shouldn't be on anybody else's timeline.
No, no.
Very true.
Nothing you do should be on anybody else's timeline, exactly. Outside of the laws that we have, you know, turning 16 and getting a license or any of these things, being able to vote, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, you should never compare yourself to anybody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a different thing. I do like the idea, though, of just running around and proposing to strangers on this day and with no intent of following through.
Well,
with
no
intent whatsoever. Just running, hey, you want to marry me? Hey.
It doesn't say what you're proposing.
Right, exactly.
Hey, I propose we go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, you get down on one knee and you propose, and then yes, it's something like that. It's a, yes, it doesn't have to be, you know, exactly getting married. It doesn't.
Nope.
And bring a blow pop with you for all these people. Like, give you like a personal blow pop.
There you go.
That's a fun way to do it. It's also National Kiss Your Fiance Day, which, I mean, I feel like that's kind of... Wait. So what if they say no? What if they... I mean, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah. I would think any day is a good day to kiss your fiance.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
I don't... it is Hufflepuff Pride Day.
Yay!
Looking upon a room filled with yellow wall hangings and a fat armchairs with insignia of a badger, that's when you know you're in the common room of Hufflepuffs. Mm-hmm. Hufflepuffs are a household in the Harry Potter universe, known for their unquestionable loyalty, hard work, and kindness. For those who want to hang out with people like Cedric Diggory and, I don't remember the Tonks lady. I remember her name was Tonks.
Nymphadora,
that's it. Nymphadora, I remember it was Tonks. That's all I remember. Yep, today's a good day for Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Helga Hufflepuff is the founder of the Hufflepuff household, born in Wales during the 10th century. Helga helped to found the Hogwarts school alongside her companions. So that's why we're celebrating this day on today. Mm-hmm. Won't you be my neighbor?
Aww.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day, beautiful day, beautiful day to me. Those familiar words are from the theme song that are sung by Mr. Rogers for more than 3 decades.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sung while he entered his home, took off his jacket and tennis shoes, and donned his cardigan sweater and slippers. The gentle lyrics are what this day is all about. That's right. It's time for you, Won't You Be My Neighbor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this day? It's a day to just appreciate our neighbors. And kind of get out there and be a bit of that, do a little bit of that. Won't You Be My Neighbor was founded as a day to remember and honor Fred Rogers, the iconic children's TV presenter of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Mm-hmm. His show reached its heyday in popularity back in the 70s and 80s, and repeats can still be seen today in syndication. There's even a kids show that Daniel Tiger, I believe
Daniel
it's called.
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
That's kind of a loop based on that and everything.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
The tradition.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It was so much fun letting my boys get familiar with Mr. Rogers through that one. And then, you know, they loved Daniel Tiger. And so we started showing them episodes of Mr. Rogers and they just kind of looked at us like we were weird.
I always liked the trolley. I liked the trolley.
Yes.
The trolley was great. I thought Charlie was the best.
Yeah.
I just loved the opening with him. You know, it was, you felt like you were coming into a different space with him where you were going to learn so many new things. And they presented so many wonderful things on that show that weren't seen on TV at that time.
Yeah, it's a man that went to Congress for us. It talked in front of the nation for us. I mean, did so many different things with his life. Yeah. And all that, and they couldn't afford decent puppets. I'm sorry. I've never said a bad thing in the world about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but those puppets were creepy to me. I didn't like them. That was the only thing. Otherwise, great show. Great show. National Macaroons Day.
Macaron.
Am I saying it wrong or are you? just kidding. National Macaron Day, however you want to say it. These are always a good one. I don't know the last time I had one, but they are good.
Little fluffy sandwiches. Yummy.
There's something about when you get them like really like from a really good, like just really well-made place. They're really good. National Ravioli Day.
Yum.
That's a good one. Yeah. And it is World Storytelling Day.
Yay!
That's an awesome one. This is a very cool. Once upon a time.
I was just going to say that.
A long, long time ago. Well, actually, back in 1991 in Sweden. But still, a storytelling day was held. The ethos behind the event caught on around the globe, and now we celebrate World Storytelling Day on an international level. So gather your loved ones, make sure everyone's sitting comfortably, and get ready to immerse yourselves in the magic of stories.
Mm-hmm.
We do story time all the time here on the show. Okay. We tell stories all the time. We have a lot of fun doing that. We have a lot of fun. I think one of my favorite things is when somebody sits, oh, I got to tell you about this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just sit back mm-hmm. and you just you get be hopefully are entertained
mm-hmm.
if it's a good story.
Yes.
I think that while there are certainly some people who are just naturally gifted storytellers, I think that one of the things I like about this is that everybody can be a storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun one. That's a good one.
And it goes back in, you know, human history. Look at cave drawings.
Yep.
Those were examples of storytelling and storytellers. And that's how they shared the oral tradition of history
mm-hmm.
was shared through stories.
Oh, yeah. And that's how you knew about your ancestors and things like that. That's how you keep the traditions going is by telling the stories of things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're telling one of those first stories and everything, and you get to a part, and you notice that you're losing your audience. So you maybe you just, like, you know, add a little bit to the story or something like that. And all of a sudden, you see the reactions. Oh, they're engaged again and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's how tall tales were built. International Day of Happiness.
Yay.
Happiness Ooh. On a personal level can make any day better and add great value to your life. But what if happiness was cherished on an international scale? What would that change? What would change the way the economy works and how societies function? International Day of Happiness aims to celebrate happiness all over the world, inspiring people to spread positivity, whether big or small, with others and encouraging each nation to prioritize the happiness of its citizens.
What a novel concept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, for example, argued that happiness is the only thing humans seek in and of itself. All other wants and desires ultimately contribute to our happiness. And we take a lot of personal responsibility when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I do like the idea of, like, I don't know about governments or anything like that. That could get dangerous. But I think as a society, I think as people, if we give each other some grace, we can lean on each other, help each other with that happiness thing. I don't see a negative to that.
No. Anytime you're kind to someone, that helps bring you happiness and that can help bring them happiness.
Yeah. Be kind.
Yes.
We will. I almost went on a whole everything everywhere all at once rant. I rewatched that last night. I could not sleep last night. And I had a lot of work to do, so I just put it on in the background. I watched it once already. To a spoiler alert to anybody out there, if you have not seen Everything Everywhere All at Once, don't try to do other things while watching it. Don't.
Okay.
That's my spoiler. Just focus on the movie. It's not only good enough and deserves it, but I didn't get anything done. I was up until 3 in the morning. I didn't get anything done other than being entertained and blown away and my eyes being watery and all this. And just an incredible movie. God, it's a good movie. Take a break right here. I'm sorry. Sorry to go on a rant there. We will take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we got plenty more fun lined up for you, everybody. It is the first day of spring.
Yay!
I don't know if anybody realizes, knew that or anything. We're going to remind you about that. With our first day of spring, we got a way for you to get free ice cream. I got that coming up.
All right.
On the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I swear.
Oh, that I'm.
By the moon and the stars.
I swear he's gone. I swear he's done.
I like this song.
Then you can rehire him.
Terrible flashbacks to my middle school dances. Come on.
Aww.
It's a shame that Seth couldn't be here on his last day with us. darn shame. Thanks a lot, Seth, for the 90s mm-hmm. bumpers. Really appreciate them. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Hopefully you are having a great start to your Monday out there. I'm just joking around. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. See, that's what I get for joking around. That's what happens when you goof around. We appreciate you joining us, everybody. Thanks so much for starting off your week with us. Got a lot of fun things lined up to take you to the top of the hour. After that, of course, 8 o'clock hour will feature not only a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, well, I missed his mini birthday and anniversary club, and some other fun stuff I want to get into, like... What is the percentage of us of people that say it's likely that their secret family recipes come from a cookbook? We're going to get into that in the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Right now, first day of spring. Everyone, temps are set to rise for most of the U.S. this week, so it should start to feel more like spring for a lot of us. A recent poll found spring is our favorite season, but it's close. 30% say spring, 29% said fall, 28% said summer, and just 10% like winter best.
Hmm.
Where you live has a lot to do with it, though. People up north are less likely to say spring is their favorite. The states that like it the most are South Carolina, Arizona, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma.
Hmm. Lots of southern states.
And here's something for everyone, though. The first day of spring means it's free cone day at Dairy Queen.
Ooh.
You can walk in and get a free small vanilla soft serve today. No purchase necessary. Ben & Jerry's is also doing a free cone day for the first time in 4 years. But you'll have to wait a couple more weeks for that. No, and it's not until April 3rd.
Okay.
But that's
cool that they're doing it, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Free cone day. That's pretty good.
Wow.
We seem to do this every year around this time, and I think that we've all kind of talked about what your favorite season is long enough. I think that one's been covered pretty well by now. But when it comes to your favorite, like, way to kick off spring, like, is there a way that you like to do that? Is there something? A lot of people do spring cleaning. You know, maybe if they got winter clothing, they're gonna start getting their spring stuff out. Maybe not. You're not putting the winter stuff away yet. At least not here in Wisconsin. But you know, maybe you're getting that spring stuff out so you know where it is, or you wash it so it's ready to go. Mm-hmm. I know that's something my mom always did. My mom always had. She had the winter stuff she'd put away, spring stuff she'd bring out. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. In the spring cleaning thing is another one that I know a lot of people do. Does anybody have a way that they kick off this time of year?
Clean up the yard, I guess, once the snow is gone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's kind of a necessary thing. You've got, you know, branches. If you have animals, you're going to have, you know, droppings to clean up. And I don't know. I always hated when I was a kid that clothing part, James, because Mom would get out the box of summer clothes and we had to try everything on when we switch seasons to see what fits and what doesn't fit. And I detested it. It was the worst.
I will admit, that when I was really little, I didn't like it. As I got older, I kind of liked it a little bit because there would be clothes I would forget about. And I'd forget I had, and I didn't have a lot of clothes growing up, so I would get really excited. It was almost like getting something new, in a very twisted, weird way, kind of. That was about the only thing I liked about it, though, and that ran out real quickly because once I turned 16, I got my clothes. I'll take care of my own stuff and everything, you know, that kind of thing.
So. Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of like foods that I like around this time of year. There's certain stuff that just speaks to the winter. Like,
okay, soup,
perfect
chili.
Example. Chili, for me, grilled cheese. Grilled cheese is another one.
With tomato soup,
I just love grilled cheese
comfort
this time of year.
Right there.
I'll eat it during the spring or summer, but I love it at this time of year. Ice cream is one of those things. Like, it wasn't until recently that I would even really like ice cream this time of year. Like, in the winter, I should say. Not in spring. But I now it doesn't really matter. Now I'll have ice cream whenever. But I do remember when I was young, I didn't seem to like ice cream until spring came around. I don't know why. Just was like that, I guess. Weird.
Well, it's nicer to eat ice cream when it's hot out, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're, I mean, I always find that ice cream makes my mouth very, very cold. And so, you know, there is something to, well, if you're cold already, it's not going to make you any colder.
I do think that, you know, we've got the traditional kind of like things that speak to spring for us or the beginning of spring. But I like the idea of these organic ones, these kind of things that we do on our own. You know, there's stuff that the world does itself or nature does itself or, you know, our government system does or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's just kind of our organic way of kicking off a season.
Well, and for me, I'm kind of the outlier in all of this because spring always has to wait because it always comes in the middle of Lent. Mm-hmm. And so I'm already in the middle of trying to focus on something. So spring and Easter are always tied for me. That's how I know we're moving into a new season because we're doing that in the church. Now we're doing it with our weather as well.
Yeah. Now, if Mother Nature could just catch up.
Yeah. We've got sun.
We do have sun, and I can't really complain too much. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's been an easy winter, but I don't believe that exists. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's been a harsh winter. I don't think we have gone through like a harsh winter. I think those of us that have, I have a hard time saying this past winter was like a harsh winter or anything.
So. No.
One of the other things that I look forward to during spring season is when I go for walks, finally seeing all the ducklings and goslings, all the baby birds that are out there.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
The air starts to smell like spring. That's my favorite part.
It's easily one of my favorites. I agree. I love seeing our lakes kind of like open up, like the grow.
As the ice recedes.
Seeing that, the water moving, seeing the animal, the world kind of return to them and everything. That's what that never gets old to me.
And the buds finally starting to come up onto the trees and the flowers starting to push up from the ground.
Hearing the birds again.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's one I like. Until it's 6 in the morning on a Saturday and I was trying to sleep in or something. I think they're all great, great ones. Those are all good ones. And please, to the audience out there, feel free to let us know what yours are. You can email us, any of us here at the studio. Of course, you can also direct message us on Facebook. One of the easier ways for to get a hold of us here at WFHR, just like our Facebook page and direct message us, some of your or ways that you think of are the beginning of spring for you. How do you kick it off, or how do you celebrate it, or what is a sign to you that spring has here? For us, it's the calendar saying it. Calendar said so. So we follow that. We'll take a break. We'll come back, have more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, Mel.
Yes.
Did you hear about the guy who got caught stealing a calendar?
No, I didn't.
He got 12 months.
You mean he didn't get a lot of dates?
No, it is nice. So we just right there improved children's lives. Just with that simple thing. Just with that simple, simple, horrible, horrible joke. Here's one for you. There you go. You can groan all you want, but dad jokes like that are actually good for kids.
Really?
Yep. Dad jokes are usually wholesome, corny puns, and because they're so soft, they're sometimes criticized for being silly or lame or what have you. But a new study says that dad jokes actually have a positive effect on kids' development. The researchers say that when fathers embarrass their children with unfunny jokes, it teaches them how to overcome awkwardness.
Okay.
Seriously, pushing your kids' limits on how much embarrassment they can handle shows them that embarrassment is common and not a big deal. So keep
an important lesson.
Yes.
So it really is a parent's job to embarrass their children.
Yep.
Yay!
We finally have confirmation, everybody. We finally have confirmation.
Sorry, kids.
So keep repeating the same old stale puns year in and year out. It's your duty to your kids.
Yay.
There's so many good ones. So I was thinking about this as we were talking about it. I'm thinking about my relationship with my father. My dad's not a big joke teller. But there are plenty of times he has made things very awkward because my dad has no filter.
Oh, yeah.
My dad is one of these people. Now, he's never outright mean or anything like that, but he has no problem. Hey, you're looking good. He just lets it out. It just comes right out of him and everything. And that leads to some very awkward and uncomfortable situations growing up. But I think about it and I know it had a positive effect. I'm positive it did. I don't think I've ever taken a moment to appreciate it, to be thankful for it, though.
Yeah.
But I am very glad. Like, I've always been glad I had the dad I do. But I never really thought much about, like, that stuff that made me cringe when I was, like, 8 or 9 at this age. Very thankful for. I really appreciate, actually, in a weird way. I never would have thought about it. Never would have really thought too much. But I have no doubt he helped me get out of that introvert or a lot of that, kind of. Because that's just not who he is. And he never forced me to. But I think just by being who he is and not having the filter kind of created that environment where it was that way.
He modeled for you, and children learn by what they see.
Mm-hmm. It's often that we usually, when they're modeling or they're doing something like that, it tends to be something that we're similar to them like,
mm-hmm.
or we have in common. This mm-hmm. one, my father and I never really had in common, but I definitely, yeah, definitely helped. I love the idea of kids embracing awkwardness.
Oh, yeah.
And working through that. Life is awkward.
Yeah.
Everything's awkward in life. The only reason that some stuff isn't awkward is because we've normalized it. But think about going to the bathroom, going to the public bathroom, all right? It's just uncomfortable. It's awkward. Mm-hmm. It's weird. But we got to do it. It's part of life. And we've been doing it for so long that we've just kind of normalized it. But it's still a little weird. It's still a little out there. Going to a laundromat and bringing your clothes. These are personal to you. These are your
right.
things. You shouldn't have to, should just be able to do this in privacy or at home. But no, we do this all the time. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Go take your stuff to the laundromat. Big deal.
If we didn't have to overcome awkward situation, no woman would have any sanitary products in their house.
Mm.
Well, anybody would, you know.
There's another example of something that shouldn't be awkward in society,
exactly.
but is. It shouldn't be, and I'm not. I shouldn't say that it is awkward. Maybe we're getting more and more to a point where it isn't anymore. But I mean, now there's an example of things where this is what happens when we let awkwardness get in our way.
Mm-hmm.
When we value strangers' personal. You know, comfortableness,
yeah.
personal comfortableness over a little bit of awkwardness.
Mm-hmm.
We can't make anybody uncomfortable, so let's not talk about mm-hmm. what these things that every single woman needs and needs to use.
Right.
Let's not talk about this out loud or anything like that. Like, well, we can't say the word tampon out loud or something like
no.
that. Oh, dear God, what did he say out loud? How dare he? Like, no, we need to get better about that.
Right.
Well, and the same thing can be said when we start talking about abortion rights, James, mm-hmm. because it's awkward to talk about. But the important thing that I think a lot of people don't understand is that abortion is a part of healthcare for women. It's necessary. It's needed. It's not about, do I want this child or don't I want this child? Oftentimes, that's not the case.
Right.
I have friends who would not be here today without having had abortion care.
Mm-hmm.
And the awkwardness of being able to talk about these things with people who are so, we have to save the babies. That's not what this is about. It's about the awkward conversation of, well, if we don't do this procedure now, you will become septic and die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and the way that the law is now, that's what has to happen first before a mother can get abortion care. And it's frustrating, and then it's another awkward conversation that we have to have and keep having until we have abortion care in this state again.
It's very true. Very true. And not at all making light of any of that, but trying to find the lightness in
right.
the, because this is a morning show that we're trying to have some fun on. I do want to say, I want the audience to play at home, like, how many steps does it take for us to take dad jokes to get to something heavy?
It
doesn't take me, like, usually it takes me a step and a half. Like, usually I'm right there. Like, I do it real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very fast to it. And Mel takes usually a couple more jokes. She doesn't do it as often. I don't think you do it as often as I do, Mel, but every once in a while you get there. But it's obviously, and I'm not at all making light of that. I appreciate that about you. It's part of the reason I love working with you, Mel. But I do wonder if you're sitting back at home sometimes. Like, weren't they just talking about dad jokes?
Yeah.
Weren't they just
that's awkward.
There you go. There's another. We just helped you out, kids.
There you go.
There you go. But like all this stuff, it needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
Because it is awkward. But the more we talk about it, hopefully the less it is awkward. And
mm-hmm.
really, I don't know it. I don't know that anything should be awkward in life when
mm-hmm.
you think about it. Like, everything should be pretty, like, you know, hey, acceptable or understandable,
right.
or at least being able to, you know, understand that, hey, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I get that I don't get it kind of thing
mm-hmm.
At some point or another.
Well, and I love the fact that this is saying the reason that we do this and create the awkward situation is to help the kids understand embarrassment is not going to kill you.
Yes.
You know, with so many people, especially young people, having mental health issues, to help them and give them a tool to say everybody gets embarrassed at some point in their life. The embarrassment is not going to kill you. It's a moment, like the 24-hour news cycle. Eventually, it's going to be behind you. You're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate where you, Melissa took things with the, you know, any time to talk about abortion rights mm-hmm. and such. But that's where my mind was going right away, was suicide mm-hmm. and so many young people. And so many times it comes from an awkward situation mm-hmm. or an uncomfortable situation or something that so many of us, I feel like we went through. We mm-hmm. went through too. But that wasn't something that would happen. It was something that happened, certainly. But it was the rise of this, you know, the increase of suicide mm-hmm. and such is just really scary to me with the youth. So maybe more and more we get these things that are they're less awkward. Or we can talk about them more. And maybe make society a little less awkward. And embracing that it's okay when things are awkward.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
when you say the word awkward. Arc word. Was it arc word I said there?
Arc word. Arc
word.
Like
arc word. It's a new. It's a new thing. I'm trying. I'm gonna make it a thing. Arc word is when you're awkward on an arc. It doesn't happen very often, but if it does, you're going to be glad you had that definition.
There you go.
Very
yes.
glad that
yes.
you. Boy, it's really awkward, aren't you? We will. I'm firing all my writers. I am firing every single one of my writers. They're all gone. They're done. I'm going to get new writers, and then we're going to come back and hopefully have some more fun. Because coming up at the top of the hour, we will have CBS News. After that, we'll have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that. And after that is all done, how old were you when you finally felt like an adult? That is what we're going to
I'll let you know when I get there.
Yeah, right. We're going to kick off with that. We'll also have that cookbook story. I want to get into that one as well. That's all coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.